It's really funny because you and I are sometimes so on the same train. About 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, my back spasmed up, and it was all about worrying about money. And I was like obsessed with, oh my God, I need to cut back this expense, I need to cut back that expense. When what I wasn't able to see was that, the money supply, the universe is unlimited. Why am I worrying about cutting back and shaving and whatever? Why don't I just allow the universe to give me more money every week so that I don't have to think about that? I need to be living large. As soon as I did that, my back pain went away. So, yeah,
That's
you're right on.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay,
But here's my
and that,
question.
Jean, that is really being in alignment with the light.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. And when you were explaining that, I was seeing it. So completely. So yeah, right on. But I've managed over the last, pretty much since you and I were together in Santa Fe, I've managed to clean up so many areas of my life that weren't exactly how I wanted them to be, that were not, complete joy and bliss and ecstasy. And I've got it all down to everything but sex. I can't pay a guy to go out with me. I mean, as
Well,
soon as
but
they
that's
come
what
into
it's
my field,
about.
they evaporate.
That's what it's
So.
about. Okay? It's about the belief that you have to give somebody something for them to give it to you. Tit for tat. And it came up
Yeah.
in a private session today. And that, they're saying, is what we're doing with the universe.
Bartering.
Right? So, what am I giving to the universe? I got to give something if the universe is going to give me something back. And all the universe wants to do is give you, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? So stand there, be in alignment with the light, be the magnificent person that I know you to be, and just stand there and allow your perfect beloved partner to see you. You aren't allowing yourself to be seen, Jean, and this is the last place because that we started working on that when
Yeah.
we did the conference together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, we did.
Yeah. So this is the biggest place that we get to be seen in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Naked, emotionally naked, vulnerable, our authentic selves with every beautiful part and ugly part, and that's who we are, naked before God, right? In the bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see the beauty that's coming through already about this sex teleseminar that we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That it's, you don't owe the universe anything, guys. The universe has great pleasure in delivering everything to you. And when you choose to give, you live in the experience that the universe lives in with you. So you get to be and feel and experience what the greater energy experiences with you, just the joy of giving. But it's not, okay, well, I'll trade you this affirmation for that money. I'll trade you letting go of this limiting belief for that guy. No, it's just, do you understand, everybody, how amazing you are? Amazing, powerful, magnificent. You think I start the show every week saying those things because it's cute? It's the truth. You're brilliant beings of light. Just start looking and stroking your empowerment. Okay, so we're balancing everything around that. I am divine love. Invoke the rays, flames, and lights, the golden light. So it is. Thank you for that, Miss Jean. That was beautiful.
And thank you for what you just assisted with. That was
Wow.
beautiful.
Yeah, that was. I don't think I ever understood it that way. I mean, I thought it was a give and take, you know. But they're saying, no, you don't have to do anything for us to love you. Just stand there in your nakedness and you're enough. I love it.
Woohoo!
Thanks, baby. Woohoo, indeed. Thanks, baby Kate.
Thanks.
And we're